Where's the package at, Pion? I guess I navigated that. I'm sorry, Peony. And where exactly is this thing at?
It's inland, kind of near the equator. On like the coordinates are on the equator. There's a city there. You can see, like, you scan the planet, and it's the coordinates are for a city, on one of Toei's southern continents.
Okay. Well, I guess it's going to be a simple pick up and go.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be simple.
I mean, it's always simple, right, Peony?
Always.
Hold on. Missions in one episode, I'll fucking poop my pants.
I say that, and look at you, and I'm like, it's always simple, right, Peony? And then I just like shoot my left breast at you.
What is on your left breast? I didn't get the joke.
I haven't told anyone. I'm just going like,
okay,
getting different shots.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? It's not that there's something you should be seeing. You're not missing the joke necessarily, Jeff. It's that he's posing himself to get a better shot of the person.
Yeah.
So he's acting kind of weird. Yeah. So there's, you have coordinates there.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and let's take her in, prosper, and go. Hold on. Let's take her in, prosper, giddy up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you are, you pass through the atmosphere, head towards this South Pole isolation zone. You have to do most of it manually because there's no ground control to like auger you in automatically. But most of the South Continent, has been, like, there's domes there. And there's like solar panel, like farms all over the place, like basically every flat surface. You head in, you see a small, kind of backwater looking, like, not in that it's run down, but that it's quite small, like a port there that you can dock the ship at. You notice, there are around the perimeter, like, several, missile turrets, like a surface to air missile defense system. The ship doesn't report any like locking on or anything. So you fly down towards that.
Yep. I bring us down, dock with, whatever docking station we've been cleared to land at,
Sure. Yeah.
Follow all the appropriate protocols.
All right. So they ask you, like, once you've landed, you get another, like, canned message. It's basically like, thank you for landing. Please remain on your ship until our officers have a chance to come and interview you or whatever. So, you land on the docking pad. It's pretty empty. You see maybe like two other ships here. One of them is just looks like a free merchant or a freighter, and then the other one looks it's like about the same size, but it's got the Richardson Scientific logo on the side. And after a while, someone comes to the like docking like door and like knocks on it.
Yeah. Oh, yep. I press the door.
You want to answer it, Higgs?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So you're met by two. It's gonna be hard to explain this. So they're humans, but their skin is like not a color that like a human normally has. Like it's a light, kind of a lightish blue. Mm. And at a glance, it's impossible to discern. Impossible to discern their gender. They're more like Chiss. They're like a light blue version of that, but they don't have red eyes. Okay. They're tall. Like fairly thin, no obvious like secondary sexual characteristics. They don't have like breasts, they're both wearing like gray jumpsuits basically. One of them nods to you and says, "You're the captain of the ship."
Have I met people of this race before?
Make a culture. You have culture criminal.
Yeah.
And that's the only one you have?
Yep.
Okay.
Is that based off? Oh, that's in. Never mind.
Yep.
Six.
About the planet, that they're supposed to be some kind of like genetic modification that they like do to themselves.
Yeah.
But you don't know much else about that.
Okay. Door opens, flies up. I've got my head cocked down with my hands on my hips. I kind of look up and good. Yeah. Hello. I'm Captain Higgins. Hello.
So one of them puts their hand out to like shake your hand.
Oh, okay. Yes, nice to meet you.
They shake your hand, they're like, I'm Dock Officer Riley. We're just here to take a look around the ship, make sure there's no contraband. What's the purpose of your visit? And they kind of like awkwardly like wait for you to like let them on the ship.
We're here. We're just sightseeing. Come on. I'm. This is mighty awkward. I've never met people of your kind. What do you call yourselves? I kind of like angle it a little bit better.
He kind of eyes you. He's like, humans, Captain.
Oh, God. Facepalm city with pigs.
So the one standing next to them says something in a language you haven't heard before, and they nod and they're like, I'm sorry, we haven't dealt with off-worlders much. It can be confusing. Our people have undergone in the past fairly dramatic changes to our genetic structure. We're still basically humans, much like you, but with some advancements.
Oh, what? What are the advancements besides being a nice shade of blue?
Well, we live longer than most humans. It allows us to carry on our research for a while. It's complicated. I should have a cultural liaison speak to you. Really, my job is just to take a look around the ship.
And what is this? Yes, please. What is this process called? Please come in.
So they seem like interested, like, oh, like you want to know about this? And they kind of try to give you a rundown of the way that they've like changed their genome over like hundreds of years. But you get that they're not like really familiar with it. They just kind of like are like, yes, we're, you know, modified to allow us to eat different food and, you know, changes our. And they're like having an awkward time of it. I don't know if you picked that up or not, but
no, yeah, they don't really I'm want more to be intrigued than all of us. For the first time, I'm actually intrigued in what people are saying.
Okay.
For the first time.
Or yeah, Higgs is that. Okay, I'm sorry. You have questions for me, I assume?
Yes, of course. So your purpose on the planet then is, you said, sightseeing?
Sightseeing, yeah. We've heard about the lovely vistas here, and we wanted to come have a look. We're from the Va'fai system. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Which planet are you from?
Majid.
I've heard Majid is a very industrious place.
Yeah, you don't get those vistas out there in Majid. That's what they say about Majid.
Yeah, like, you could see them searching for something nice to say about your homeworld, and they're like, yes, industry. You have that there. So they like, walk around the ship and kind of, like, take a look at things, and it's less, like, yeah, they're looking, for obviously, for, like, specific stuff, but they're not, like, searching the computer systems or anything. And they do want to meet the rest of the crew and like talk to them.
Of course. I'll introduce you to everyone. We've got three other members here on board. This is Piani, and I knock on the door.
I'm with you, by the way. I just haven't said anything.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Then I guess like as I'm knocking on the door, I turn up. Oh, and snuck up behind us as he tends to do. It's Mr. Scarin. He's a pleasure. This is him. He's the big guy.
Nods.
He's the bodyguard of the ship. We say. It's also our chef. Would you like food?
They both like awkwardly look at each other like, oh god. No, your ship systems would provide food that would be unpalatable to us. Thank you for the offer, though.
Okay, all right. Piani, there's some people here that would like to meet you if you'd please open your door. She never.
Yeah, yeah. I open my door. What do you want?
These people here would like to meet you. We're going sightseeing, are we not? This is my wife, Piani. I kind of just look very abrupt when I say that.
Yeah, so they you say wife, and they look at each other, and then the one that hasn't really like hasn't spoken like English yet looks at Piani, then looks at you, then says something in their like native language, and then that seems to as though the person you were talking to is afraid that you understood what they said. Is like, shut up, don't. Talk about this later, and then The customs officer you're talking to says, do you have children?
Yeah, we do have one child on board. He's down below in the and I just scratched my head. He's down in the cargo bay. We put him to work. He helps with the ship. Would you like to meet him?
Yes, please.
I'll go get Woo real quick. Why don't you entertain our friends here? I start walking towards the cargo bay.
Okay, so they
have to excuse the captain.
So they're having a hushed conversation as you're walking away.
So you wanted to meet me?
Yes. It's our responsibility to meet with visitors to our planet and assess the visa requirements they might have while here. We don't have a lot of technology in this world, as I'm sure you've seen, but the technology we do have is very important and needs to be protected, you understand. Sure. Is there... and, like, looks around. Is there anyone else?
Anyone else? You mean on the ship?
Yes. Besides your infant?
Well, I don't know. What did Higgs say?
And you look at Sakarian.
Sakarian, he's in full gear, right? Full armor?
Yeah, always.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Sakarian's right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there's Mr. Sakarian. The cook?
You're responsible for the sustenance of the ship. Like, looks up and at you.
Like, yeah, like the in a matter of speaking, that is absolutely correct.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Very interesting. You seem heavily armed for a cook.
Well, one can never be too careful in the kitchen.
You need an apron to wear over your power armor.
Yeah. Maybe like every time I bring that out, you roll your eyes behind the armor, then you just put on the apron.
It says kiss the cook on it or something.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so are you going to introduce Prosper too, or are you just going to overlook the Prosper situation?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's also Prosper somewhere around here.
Is Prosper another of your offspring?
No.
Is this when you show up, Prosper?
Prosper's in his room.
Okay.
All right. About this time, I guess I get down to Wu.
Yeah, or you can just come back with Wu if you're
like. Well, I go and grab Wu, and I'm just like, Wu, you're me and Piani's kid. We're throwing you right into the frying pan, as Mrs. Karin would say. Just go with this. It'll be easy. We got to get our visas, and we'll make it way through.
Your kid. I'm pretty sure I'm older than Piani. Keeps turning the...
I look up and I'm just like, Piani's my second wife. You were with my first. And you're a stepkid. We just don't say that because it's. So I'll make it work. Okay.
He gets up and he's like wiping grease off his hands. And he throws his screwdriver. And he's like, good save, Higgs. Good save.
Yep. The Higgs special. It takes a lot to get on a planet these days. Anyways, let's go back. Just roll with it.
All right. So, when you meet with the, you bring Wu up and he meets with the Thoans. They seem more interested. They seem a little distracted by the fact that you're like, this is our kid. Cause they're like, interesting. And like, and like kind of like gauging like how tall he is. And like that's very interesting. And they thank you for letting them like look around the ship. They tell you that they'll contact you soon with information about how you can apply for your visa. They have all the information that they need. Please stay on board your ship until you hear from us.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Let me know if you need anything. We'll be here on the ship.
Okay. All right. So can you make, just to sum all that action up, can you make a persuade check, I guess, or
sure.
I just need to know, like, how well you were taken by, like, how that all that went for them.
Do I get any bonuses other than what I already have?
Yeah, I think that Piani can roll to help you.
Okay.
Oh.
I can roll to help. Bam! Here it comes.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
Some solid help.
All right. So you get an extra plus one.
I hit the enter button. Nothing's happened. Oh, 12.
Nice. Dude, okay. That's the best tweet ever.
Sure.
The aliens guy, and he's blue, yeah. And it says humans.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's
fucking great.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Oh, goddamn Photoshop. All right. So, yeah, you get a few hours later, you get a message from the planetary government, and they have applications for you for visas for the planet. Visitor visas, it'll cost 5,000. They're 1,000 credits apiece. They last one Thoen week, so like one full week. You have to undergo bioscans and processing first before you're allowed, like quarantine, before you're allowed onto the like into the areas of the planet that have people on them. And you have to report into a cultural liaison every day that you're on the planet. But otherwise, you're welcome. They also let you know specifically of note that TL4 and above firearms and weaponry are forbidden on the planet. So if you leave them on your ship,
isn't that convenient?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, you know,
no, it makes sense. They want to protect their TL3 shit and TL5 weapons.
And the inverse is also true. Like, Mr. Sicarian, there is literally no weapon made by anyone on this planet that can hurt you on the personal scale. Like, if they threw a nuclear bomb at you, sure, but like, none of their pistols or machine guns or whatever, rocket launchers.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm not worried. We should just be here another 5 minutes and then collect the experience and get out.
How far away from where this is the pickup, Adam? I guess that's what I go back and map out when they tell us that they need a bit.
So Toei has like a you won't be allowed to take the ship with you. You'll have to go there using their transit system. The whole planet is covered in like rail lines, and from here to the city that you want to go to is like a 3-hour like rail transit trip.
A 3 hour?
Hours there. Yeah, 3 hours there, 3 hours back. Remember, the planet is quite small, like it's the size of our moon, and they have like a really great like train system because they're all
okay. Scientists. Well, I tell a ship, or I guess is they're doing all their whatever they need to do to get the visa set up. I approach Mr. S and the rest of the crew. I'm just like, I think me and Mr. S can just go pick this up and we'll just get out of there and be done. I think the rest of you don't even need to come if that's all right with the rest of you.
Sure.
Is everybody else say?
Prosper, Piani doesn't seem to care. Prosper, do you care?
Are you like calming me?
No, I mean, we're like, unless you're still in your room and didn't come to like the bridge to hang out.
Yep.
Okay. I guess, yeah, I do calm you, yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's a moment of silence, then I flip on the comm, I say, oh, yes. Yeah, that would be fine. Mr. Riggins, yes.
Okay, all right. Yep. Skip a doodle. See you later. Just like hang up real awkward.
Skip a doodle.
Skip a doodle.
And I guess if I have like a monopad, I kind of just put like question mark and kind of show it to everyone. Anyways, we got to get ready to go. We'll be Pion, if you need anything, let us know. We'll be back probably by the end of the day. I wouldn't think take longer than that.
All right,
call Mr. S, I guess get suited all up. And
so you're just gonna pay for two visas.
Yeah,
we don't. Yeah. We don't necessarily need.
If you don't leave your ship, no.
You know, I just feel like if for whatever reason we would need to come out, it just is worth the 1,000 credits rather than be like, oh, you don't have visas, so now you have to figure out how to get past the fucking gate. So
yeah, sure.
I would prefer I will spend the 1,000 credits so that if I need
smart
to save
thinking,
them,
Piani.
I will.
Okay.
That's smart fine. Thinking.
Yeah, Prosper goes in on that as well.
Okay, so visas for everybody. All right, your applications go through quickly. And you get a visitor's instruction package that's like a PDF you have to load in the emulator to be able to read. It just shows you like what to expect on the planet. And it actually does give you a cultural rundown. Like if you're coming from another planet, you may be confused by, and it shows like, you know, in a really friendly, like imagine the graphic design being like an IKEA catalog. Like, it's very kind of like, we're talking to people who we don't, like, lots of iconography and, like, a confused-looking human, like, scratching his head. And then, like, a tall, thin, like, blue person, like, patting them on the head. And it basically runs down. Sorry, go ahead.
Sicarian's, like, following Higgs around as we're getting ready to leave. And he's, like, reading this on his data pad. This planet's fucking obnoxious.
It's kind of interesting, I think. I mean, if you read right here, they say, just, like, read off a random stat. I just looked at them. That's pretty interesting, don't you think?
So
Get our payload.
Things that they warn you about, the gravity here is probably much lower than you're used to. It's a small planet. So, you know, be careful about that. Don't, you know, jump too high. You might hurt yourself, bang your head on something. The people that live here, the Thoians, they pride themselves on being, like, you know, embracing of other cultures and like, patient and stuff. So don't worry about people being rude to you. But, you know, they're significantly different than the kind of human you might expect to encounter. And it's like basically like these are things that, you know, you might be curious about. Please don't ask people about this. It's considered rude. They call it specifically that, like, no one on the planet like actually has like a gender. They don't reproduce sexually. Everybody is like grown in. They have like a cute little illustration of like a baby factory with a bunch of babies coming out on a conveyor belt. And they talk about how they're like dedicated to environmental science and stuff, and how they're like making, they're TL3, but they've got the huge leaps forward in energy, clean energy technology. There's some mention at the back about, like, you know, this pamphlet brought to you by a partnership between the Thoian world government and Richardson Scientific. Richardson, bringing worlds together. And so you guys feel like you're probably like adequately prepared for the shock. And you go outside and it's cold as hell because you're on the fucking South Pole. But nobody seems nobody seems dressed for it. And some cultural liaisons like usher you through the bioscan facility.
I have my chain sword and a pistol, by the way.
Okay.
I've got my grenades, my pistol, and my stun baton.
Okay. They will definitely not let you keep the grenades. The pistol, like self-defense weapons, are fine, but like they ask you to leave the sword on your ship. If you want to make it, like, if you want to try and like smuggle a weapon, like a knife or something, in. You can, but like you can keep your gun, Sicarian.
As they say this, I look at him and I say, he kind of looks at him, then he readjusts. He's still visor up, puts the visor up, and he says, "This sword is a family heirloom that is extremely important to my people. It is a symbol of peace, tranquility, and the male orgasm. I will most certainly not part with it."
They were following you right up to the last one. They like look at each other and look at you. Make a persuade roll.
Fantastic.
Let's see, because they want to, you know, they want to embrace foreign cultures.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Okay. So they agree to like a special permit, like addendum for you to carry your ancestral, your object of culture. They have you fill out a couple more forms, but they give you a special permit, and you have to like tie some like caution tape around it or something to like
sure.
You know, warn people not to touch it. They basically take you through a process of mental or physical like scans. So they do like a blood test, and they like weigh you and do like a bunch of stuff to make sure that you're not diseased, you know, bringing disease onto the planet.
Yeah.
And afterwards, you're sitting in the like waiting room, waiting for them to to give you the go ahead in the last sort of stage before you can go out onto the planet. And one of the doctors, an older Thoian, named Dr. Rowan, they come out. And so do you tell them, are you giving them the Jose Cook, or are you telling them your name is Mr. Sicarian?
Mr. Sicarian.
Okay. So they come out and they say, Mr. Sicarian, if you please, and they gesture back to their like office.
Sure.
Okay. Um, So they take you into the office and sit down, and they have like a folder of like clear laminate, like your X-rays and stuff, and they say, "Well, as I'm sure it's no surprise to you, you're in excellent physical condition." And they like slide the notes to you, and they say,
"Always good to hear. I appreciate that."
You're welcome to keep those. Now, one of our scanners detected a bit of an anomaly. And while we pride ourselves on our technical acumen here, I wanted to bring it to your attention that you might want to seek out someone with a bit more expertise in these matters. I've prepared a report. It's in the folder there. Just something we couldn't quite pin down. I don't want you to be alarmed. I'm sure you're fine. All of your bioscans seem normal. But the deviation did worry me somewhat.
I assume you're referring to the fact that I can vomit black tendrils of pure fear.
I'm sorry. My English isn't perfect. Say that again.
I'll have to be... I mean, to be honest with you, I haven't quite been able to describe this myself yet either. I have sought medical help. They weren't... The office was very disorderly. Let's just put it that way. I'm assuming you're reading something in my brain. There's something there, right?
Something at the cellular level. It's... If I were to guess, it would... You've never had genetic modification in your lifetime, have you?
No, not that I know of.
And you were born in the traditional fashion of your people?
Yes, my parents had sex until enough semen was able to be produced.
Tell me all about how that works, because I don't fucking know.
That's how he answers, man. There's a subtle humor to Sakarin, yeah.
Yeah, so I think, I mean, he knows he's a doctor.
The
right?
Vikings have opened up his funny bone a little bit.
Yeah. So he says, he's like, there are markers here that indicate genetic, I don't want to say degradation because you're not sick, but... modification, tampering, alteration of some kind.
Is it unhealthy? Is there? You said you didn't want to say degradation, but it has deterioration.
You're in fine shape, but in the future, have it looked at. That's all I'm saying. It doesn't appear to be immediately dangerous, but find a geneticist. We've been doing some work with Richardson. They're an organization I understand that has some presence in the sector. They might be able to help you if you have a contact there. I could give you someone's card if you like.
Please do. I greatly appreciate this. Like I said, I've been myself looking into this, and I have not seen any answers, so I appreciate this.
All right, so he goes through his desk, and he finds like a business card, and he gives it to you. He says, tell them that Dr. Rowan sent you. They should be able to find someone who can help. If you have time while you're on the planet, I would love to run more tests. You're a very interesting specimen, Mr. Sakarin, and our genetic library would benefit from having more information if you're willing.
It sounds like I will as well. So yeah, here's my my comm channel, and please feel free to let's set up an appointment if we are on planet for longer than I hope. But yes,
he nods. Good, thank you, and do tell me how it all goes. Some part of me is curious. I hope it goes well, of course, but...
Thank you. I can, if you want to, we can set up a test. I can actually show you what...
He'd forgotten the, like, I can vomit tentacles thing. Maybe he thought you were making, like, a sex reference. He's like, perhaps on our next meeting.
It's a day. It'll be fun.
So he sees you out. The doctor gives you both your clean bill of health. Though he suggests probably Higgs that you like. You know, he's like, well, you could take a lesson from Mr. Sakarian's book here, and he like pats him on the chest.
Yes, I've cut alcohol from my diet in the past 3 months. It's working quite well, thank you.
You know, it's good. Then I'm sure your liver will be back in business in no time.
In no time, indubitably.
He's drunk right now.
I just kind of look at you. I'm not drunk.
Yeah, I'm Will Briggs. I've been sober for 45 seconds.
And I assume either I ran everything back that I couldn't bring, or they put it back on the ship, right? Like the grenades and all that stuff. So yeah. What do I have then? Do I have my stun baton?
Yep.
And I have my pistol.
Is it a laser pistol?
Yes.
Yeah. So no.
Okay. Then all I have is my stun baton.
You got a stun baton.
And my combat field armor.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I just look at Mr. Sakari. I'm just like, shall we go?
Yes. Absolutely.
We got a long train ride ahead of us. I will be doing some research on these documents. I guess do whatever you want. We'll see you later.
We'll do.
Or we'll... Let's go.
I believe I'm sitting
with
you.
I swear I had a drink in a couple days. It's been a day.
You're reverse drunk, where if you don't drink, you get weird.
Exactly.
Okay, it's 100 credits apiece for a train ride into the city. The city is called, I wrote it down here somewhere. It's just called Enlightenment City. And it's, it's a 3-hour train ride there.
Okay.
So I guess the last thing before we go to the break, the last thing we see is Mr. Sakarian and Higgs getting on this like long white, like metal and plastic sort of bullet train. And so you get on and there's the tone, the friendly tone, and the doors slide closed behind you.
Fantastic. All right, we'll take our final break here of the show. We'll come back and go into the final 30-45 minutes worth of content. We'll see you guys then. Thanks, everyone, for watching. We'll be right back.